Tranio, since for the great desire I had to see Fair Padua, nursery of arts, I am arrived for fruitful Lombardy, the pleasant garden of great Italy. And by my father's love and leave, am armed with his good will and thy good company, my trusty servant, well approved in all. Here let us breathe, and haply institute a course of learning and ingenious studies.
Meet Perdonato, gentle master mine. I am in all affected as yourself. Glad that you thus continue your resolve to suck the sweets of sweet philosophy. Only, good master, while we do admire this virtue and this moral discipline, let's be no stoics nor no stocks, I pray.
Oh, grandmercies, Tranio, well dost thou advise. We will at once put us in readiness and take a lodging fit to entertain such friends as time in Padua shall beget. But stay a while, what company is this?
Master, some show to welcome us to town?
Signor Gremio, Signor Hortensio, gentlemen, importune me no farther. For how I firmly am resolved, you know. That is, not to bestow my youngest daughter before I have a husband for the elder.
Oh, but
if either of you both love Katharina, because I know you well and love you well, leave shall you have to court her at your pleasure?
To cart her, rather. She's too rough for me. There, Hortensio. Will you... Any wife?
I pray you, sir, is it your will to make a stale of me amongst these mates?
Mates? Maid, how mean you that? No mates for you, unless you were of gentler, milder mode.
Hortensio, you shall never need to fear. Iwisit is not halfway to her heart. But if it were, doubt not her care should be to comb your noddle with a three-legged stool and paint your face and use you like a fool.
Now, from all such devils, good Lord, deliver us.
Me too, good Lord.
That wench is stark mad. Or wonderful froward.
But in the other's silence do I see maid's mild behaviour and sobriety.
Yeah, but she's...
Tranio.
Well said, master. Mum, and gaze your fill.
Gentlemen, that I may soon make good what I have said, Bianca, get you in. And let it not displease thee, good Bianca, for I will love thee ne'ertheless, my girl.
Ah, pretty peach. It is best put finger in the eye and you know why.
Sister, content you in my discontent. Sir, to your pleasure, humbly I subscribe. My books and instruments shall be my company. On them to look and practice by myself.
Oh, Signor Baptista, will you be so strange? Sorry am I that our good will affects Bianca's grief.
Why will you mew her up, Signor Baptista, for this fiend of hell, and make her bear the penance of her tongue?
Gentlemen, content ye. I am resolved. Go in, Bianca.
Oh.
And for I know she taketh most delight in music, instruments, and poetry. Schoolmasters will I keep within my house, fit to instruct her youth.
Ah.
If you, Hortensio, or Signor Gremio, you know any such, prefer them hither. For to cunning men I will be very kind and liberal to mine own children in good bringing up. And so, farewell. Katharina, you may stay, for I have more to commune with Bianca.
Why, and I trust I may go too, may I not? What, shall I be appointed hours, as though belike I knew not what to take and what to leave, eh?
Yeah, you may go to the devil's dam. Your gifts are so good, here's none will hold you. Well, Hortensio, farewell. Oh, for the love I bear my sweet Bianca, if I can by any means light on a fit man to teach her that wherein she delights, I will wish him to her father.
So will I, Signor Gremio, but a word, I pray. Though the nature of our quarrel yet never brook parle, know now, it touches us both to labour and effect one thing specially, that we may yet again have access to our fair mistress and be happy rivals in Bianca's love.
Well, what's that, I pray?
Well, marry's to get a husband for her sister.
A husband? A devil?
I say a husband.
Well, I say a devil. Thinkst thou, Hortensio, though her father be very rich, any man is so very a fool to be married to hell?
Oh, tush, Gremio, though it pass your patience and mine to endure her loud alarums, why, man, there'd be good fellows in the world, and a man could light on them, would take her with all faults and money enough.
Well, I cannot tell, but I had as lief take her dowry with this condition as to be whipped to at the High Cross every morning.
Faith, as you say, there's small choice in rotten apples, but come... Since this bar in law makes us friends, it shall be friendly maintained till, by helping Baptista's eldest daughter to a husband, we set his youngest free for a husband and then have tutor fresh. Ah, sweet Bianca. Happy man be his dole. He that runs fastest gets the rein. How say you, Signor Gremio?
I am agreed. And would I had given him the best horse in Padua to begin his wooing that would thoroughly woo her, wed her, and bed her, and rid the house of our... Come on!
I pray, sir, tell me, is it possible that love should of a sudden take such hold?
Oh, Tranio, till I found it to be true, I never thought it possible or likely. But see, while idly I stood looking on, I found the effect of love in idleness. Tranio, I burn, I pine, I perish, Tranio, if I achieve not this young modest girl.
Master, you'd look so longly on the maid, perhaps you'd mark not what's the pith of all.
Oh, yes, I saw sweet beauty in her face.
Saw you no more? Marked you not how her sister began to scold and raise up such a storm that mortal ears might hardly endure the din?
Tranio, I saw her coral lips to move, and with her breath she did perfume the air. Sacred and sweet was all I saw in her.
Nay, then, 'tis time to stir him from his trance. I pray awake, sir. If you love the maid, bend thoughts and wits to achieve her. Thus it stands. Her elder sister is so cursed and shrewd that till the father rid his hands of her master, your love must live a maid at home. And therefore he has closely mewed her up, because she will not be annoyed with suitors.
Oh, Tranio, what a cruel father's he. But art thou not advised he took some care to get her cunning schoolmasters to instruct her?
Aye, marry, I am, sir, and now 'tis bloody.
I have it, Tranio.
Master, you will be schoolmaster and undertake the teaching of the maid.
May it be done?
Not possible. For who shall bear your part and be in Padua here Vincentio's son?
Buster, content thee, for I have it full. Thou shalt be Master Tranio in my stead. Keep house and port and servants as I should. I will some other be, some Florentine, some Neapolitan, or meaner man of Pisa. 'Tis hatched and shall be so. Tranio, at once uncase thee. Take my coloured hat and cloak.
I am content to be Lucentio, because so well I love Lucentio.
Tranio, be so, because Lucentio love. Tranio, let's go. One thing more rests, that thyself executes to make one among these wooers. If thou ask me why, suffice it, my reasons are both good and weighty.
Verona, for a while I take my leave to see my friends in Padua, but of all my best beloved and approved friend Hortensio, and I trow this is his house. Here, Sir Grumio. Knock, I say.
Knock, sir? Whom shall I knock? Is there any man has refused your worship?
Villain, I say, knock me here soundly.
Knock you here, sir? Why, sir, what am I, sir, that I should knock you here, sir?
Villain, I say, knock me at this gate and wrap me well, or I'll knock your knave's pate.
I should knock you first, then I know after who comes by the worst.
Will it not be? Faith, sir, and you'll not knock, I'll ring it. I'll see how you can stall far out.
Ow!
Well,
master, tell me, master!
Knock when I bid you, sir, a villain!
Now, my good friend Grumio, my old friend Petruchio.
But I'll tell you about the rascal. Knock me at your gate.
Knock at the gate? Oh, heaven spike you not these words. Plain sitter, knock me here, wrap me here, knock me well, and wrap me soundly. Come you now, we knock you at the gate.
Villain, begone or talk
Petruchio, patience, I am Grumio's pledge. Your ancient, trusty, pleasant servant, Grumio. And tell me now, sweet friend, what happy gale blows you to Padua here from old Verona?
Such wind as scatters young men through the world to seek their fortunes further than at home where small experience grows. But in a few, Signor Hortensio, thus it stands with me. Antonio, my father, is deceased.
Ah.
And I have thrust myself into this maze, happily to wive and thrive as best I may. Crowns in my purse I have, and goods at home, and so I'm come abroad to see the world.
Petruchio, shall I then come roundly to thee and wish thee to a shrewd, ill-favoured wife? Thou hast thanked me but a little for my counsel, and yet I'll promise thee she shall be rich.
Eh?
And very rich. But thou art too much my friend, and I'll not wish thee to her.
Signor Hortensio, twixt such friends as we, few words suffice. Therefore, if you know one rich enough to be Petruchio's wife, as wealth is burden of my wooing dance, be she as foul as was Florentius' love, as old as Sibyl, or as cursed and shrewd as Socrates' son Thippy, or a worse, she moves not me, or not removes at least affection's edge in me. Was she as rough as are the swelling Adriatic seas? I come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua.
Nay, look here, sir. He tells you flatly what his mind is. Well, give him gold enough and marry him an old trot when they had a tooth at her head. Thus you have as many diseases as 250 horses. Why, nothing comes amiss, some money comes with all.
Petruchio, since we have stepped thus far in, I will continue that I broached in jest. I can, Petruchio, help thee to a wife with wealth enough, and young and beauteous, brought up as best becomes a gentlewoman. Her only fault, and that is false enough, is that she is intolerable cursed, and shrewd and froward, so beyond all measure that were my state far worse than it is, I would not wed her for a mine of gold.
Hortensio, peace, thou knowest not gold's effect. Tell me her father's name, and 'tis enough, for I will board her, though she chide as loud as thunder when the clouds in autumn crack.
Her name is Caterina Minola, renowned in Padua for her scolding tongue.
I will not sleep till I have seen her.
Tarry, Petruchio, I must go with thee.
For in Baptista's keep my treasure is, when he hath the jewel of my life in hold, his youngest daughter, beautiful Bianca. Therefore this order hath Baptista ta'en, that none shall have access unto Bianca till Catherine the Cursed have got a husband.
Catherine the Cursed?
A title for a maid of all titles, the worst.
Now shall my friend Petruchio do me grace, and offer me, disguised in sober robes, to old Baptista as a schoolmaster, well seen in music, to instruct Bianca, so that I may by this device at least have leave and leisure to make love to her, an unsuspected quarter by myself.
Master, master, look about you, goes there.
Scumio, it is the rival of my love. God save you, Signor Gremio.
Petruchio, stand by a while.
And you are well met, Signor Hortensio. I trow you whither I am going, to Baptista Minola. Uh-huh. I promised to inquire carefully about a schoolmaster for the fair Bianca, and by good fortune I have lighted well on this young man. Mm-hmm. For learning and behavior fit for her turn, well read in poetry and other books, good ones, I warrant him.
Oh, it is well. And I have met a gentleman hath promised me to help me to another. Oh. A fine musician to instruct our mistress. So shall I no whit be behind in duty to fair Bianca, so beloved of me.
Beloved of me, and that my deed shall prove.
Gremio, it is now no time to vent our love. Listen to me. And if you speak me fair, I'll tell you news indifferent good for either. Here is a gentleman whom by chance I met, upon agreement from us to his liking, will undertake to woo cursed Catherine, yea, and to marry her, if her dowry please.
Oh, so said, so done as well. Mm. Now, Hortensio, have you told him all her faults?
I hear she is an irksome, brawling scold. If that be all masters, I hear no harm.
Oh, sir, such a life with such a wife is strange. But if you have a stomach, to it a God's name. But, will you woo this wild cat?
Will I live? Why came I hither but to that intent? Think you a little din can daunt mine ears? Have I not in my time heard lions roar? Have I not heard the sea puffed up with winds, raged like an angry boar, chafed with sweat? Have I not heard great ordnance in the field and heaven's artillery thunder in the skies? Have I not in pitched battle heard loud alarums neighing, steeds and trumpets clang? And do you tell me of a woman's tongue that gives not half so great a blow to the ear as will a chestnut in a farmer's fire? Tush, tush, fear boys with bucks.
Oh. Hortensio, hark, this gentleman is happily arrived.
Gentlemen, God save you. If I may be bold, tell me, I beseech you, which is the readiest way to the house of Signor Baptista Minola?
Are you a suitor to the maid you talk of? Yea or no?
And if I be, sir, is it any offence?
No, if without more words you will get you hence.
Why, sir, I pray, are not the streets as free for me as for you?
Sir, let me be so bold as to ask you, did you ever yet see Baptista's daughter?
No, sir, but here I do that he hath two. The one as famous for a scolding tongue, as is the other for beauteous modesty.
Sir, first's for me. Oh. Let her go by.
Yea, leave that labour to great Hercules.
Sir, I shall not be slack. In sign we're off. Please ye, we may contrive this afternoon and quaff carouses to our mistress' health. Strive mightily, but eat and drink as friends.